Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. In a little while, we're going home. Home. Aren't you in a home right now? This song is talking about our home in heaven. Because Jesus died for us, we get to go home with Him to heaven. In just a little while, we're going to have this stormy life behind us. No more sickness, no more death, no more owies, no more masks, no more social distancing. I can't wait for heaven. How about you?
Let us sing a song that will cheer us right away. In a little while we're going home. For the night dwelling in the everlasting day. In a little while we're going home. In a little while, we shall cross the perilous foe. We shall meet at last when the stormy winds are past.
Practicing the books of the Bible, how are you doing? Do you remember what books we're looking at this week? They're the five T's. Hold up your hand. Five T's. Here we go. First and second Thessalonians. I'll say that really slow. Thessalonians. Okay, so there's two books. First and second Thessalonians. First and second Timothy, Titus. First and second Thessalonians. First and second Timothy, Titus. Can you say it? Here we go. Let's try it. First and second what? Thessalonians. Good. First and second Timothy, Titus. Did you know that First and second Thessalonians were written by Paul? Thessalonica was the capital of Macedonia. Paul went there on a missionary journey. Some say that he was there 3 weeks, but it's probably that he spent more time there than just 3 weeks. Well, when he was there preaching about Jesus, a group of Jews were angry and upset at the success that he was having. He was teaching about Jesus and having all kinds of success. They were jealous and upset and angry. They got a mob together and went to Jason's house. That's where Paul was staying. He was staying with a man named Jason. But they couldn't find him. So they grabbed Jason and took him before a council who made Jason promise that Paul and Silas would leave. They did that very same night. They went to Berea. Timothy was then sent to Thessalonica and continued Paul's work. He would send reports back to Paul to let him know how the believers were doing. So Paul's letters back to the believers in Thessalonica are the two letters that we have in the Bible called 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. Paul wrote these letters encouraging the believers. He was also correcting the errors that they started believing about Jesus' second coming and other false doctrines. So what we're going to do is before we start our lesson for today, let's start from the beginning of the New Testament and review and go all the way through Titus, okay? Are you ready? Here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus. Good job. Keep practicing those books of the Bible, all right? Let's go to our Bible lesson now. Hello, boys and girls. We have another day of Bible study together, don't we? Well, let's bow our heads and pray before we jump into our lesson. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this time that we get to spend together with you. Please bless it. Help us to come to your word with a humble heart, with a humble attitude. Give us your love and your care, your wisdom and your grace. Amen. What did we talk about yesterday? That there are signs that Jesus gives that let us know that his coming is very soon, right? And I told the story about the bear and how there were signs everywhere at our campground about how we have to keep our food in the bear boxes so the bear doesn't break into our car and hurt our things. And we did that. And what happened? Were we prepared? Yes, we were. But what about our neighbors? Were they prepared? No, they did not follow the signs. They were not ready. And when the bear came, he broke their window. He broke their windshield wipers. He popped the hubcap off of their car. There were all kinds of things that he did to hurt their car. And they were very upset and very sad because they were not ready. Jesus has given us clues and warnings and signs that help us to know when his coming is near. The things that Jesus told his disciples about that would happen in the future were also important for us because they apply to us. What was the first sign that he gave that his coming was near? We can read it in Matthew chapter 24, verse 4 and 5. Matthew chapter 24, verse 4 and 5. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. You're right. Matthew chapter 24, that's towards the back of the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 24, and then we're going to look at verse 4 and verse 5. You might have to turn a page to find verse 4 and 5, or it might be right there, right under chapter 24. But if you need more time, just pause this recording and then press play when you're ready. Matthew chapter 24, verse 4 and 5. Here's what it says.
And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many."
There were people in Jesus' time who tried to get others to believe that they were the Messiah who would deliver them from their enemies. There have always been people who try to get others to believe and follow them instead of the Word of God. They come along and they trick people. They say, "I am Jesus." But are they really Jesus? The nice thing is that Jesus gives us a warning and helps us to know that there are going to be people that come and try to deceive us. Do you know what it means to deceive? It means to tell a lie. I think of phone calls that I sometimes get, and you know what it says? It says, "Hello, I am from the IRS, and we have found that there is a security breach. You need to call us so that we can get it all straightened out." Are they really from the IRS? No, they are not. But you know what they're trying to do? They're trying to get you to be afraid that your identity has been stolen, and you call them up and give them the information, and then they'll take that and they will use it and steal your information. Sometimes they want to steal money, and so they get your bank account information. You know what? That's just like false prophets that come pretending to be Jesus. But Jesus has warned us. He does not want us to be deceived. Near the very end of time, Satan himself will pretend to be Jesus. And guess what? He's going to do it so well that many people are going to believe him. They're going to think, "Whoa, Jesus has come. Wow, he's here." But is he? No. Let's look up 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. As we go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, I want you to keep your finger in Matthew chapter 24, because we're going to go right back to it in just a couple minutes. So put your finger or a bookmark or a piece of paper or a pen or something to mark Matthew 24. That way, when we go back to it, you just open up your Bible and you're right there. Okay? Now, we've been going through the books of the Bible and learning them, haven't we? And we've been learning 1st and 2nd Corinthians. So it's right after Romans. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Okay? We're going to 2nd Corinthians. It's a number 2 that's right before Corinthians. 2nd Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Don't get frustrated if you can't find it right away or if it takes you a little bit of time. Looking up verses in the Bible takes practice. It does not come just overnight. It's not really easy. So if you're struggling, it's okay. Pause the recording and look up 2 Corinthians. It's in the New Testament, right? After Romans. 1st and 2nd Corinthians. 2nd Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. Here's what it says.
And no wonder, for Satan himself transformed himself into an angel of light.
Jesus is warning about false Christs and false prophets. He told us just what to do about them. Did you know that? Yes. Let's flip back to Matthew. So we were just in 2 Corinthians. Now we're going back to Matthew chapter 24. Were you able to put something in there so you can flip right open to it? I hope you were. Matthew chapter 24. And now we're going to look at verse 23. So you might have to flip a page, but we're going to Matthew chapter 24, verse 23. We're going to read four verses, 23, 24, 25, and 26. Matthew chapter 24, verse 23, 24, 25, and 26. Here's what it says.
Then if anyone says to you, look, here's the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I've told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it.
Jesus gave us a warning. He said, if anyone says to you, hey, look, there's Christ, there he is. He said, don't believe it. I have told you beforehand. Jesus does not want us to be deceived. When there are people that say that they are Jesus, it's not. I'll just help you out right there. It is not Jesus. I don't care if they do miracles. I don't care if they raise people from the dead. I do not care if they walk through hospitals and people are jumping out of hospital beds and going home. It does not matter. That is not Jesus. Jesus has warned us that there are people that are going to come that are false Christs. Do you know what false Christs are? It's people who say that they're Christ, but they're not. They're false. Back then, in Bible times, did people have radios or TVs or newspapers or Facebook or social media? No, they didn't. But Jesus told his disciples not to even look at it or listen to it. So what should we not do if there's somebody claiming to be Jesus? Should we even go and try to watch the news program about him? No, because these pretenders will pretend and will show wonderful miracles. Everyone will be excited. It would be easy for us to start believing in them too. It would be easy for us to be curious or to be tempted to see what they're doing. But is that safe? No. Jesus said it is not safe. It would be easy to think that the person who is talking like Jesus, who looks like pictures of Jesus, and who's doing wonderful miracles, just like Jesus did, that could be Jesus. But would it be? No. Jesus said that they could fool even his strong followers if they weren't careful. So if your friend calls you up and says, quick, quick, look on the TV, or quick, quick, look on Facebook. Did you see what I just shared? There is somebody that says that they're Jesus, and look at what they're doing. Should we look? No. We should not even go there, because that can tempt us to start believing in someone who is not Jesus. Jesus warns us. He says, there are going to be people that come and say that they are me, but don't believe them. Don't look at them. Don't even go there. Jesus wants us to not be fooled. I want to follow Jesus' advice. How about you? Let's pray and ask him to help us to be strong so that we won't be deceived. Dear Heavenly Father, you have given us warnings that there are going to be people that come pretending to be Jesus. Help us to not be deceived. Help us to follow Jesus' counsel, to not look at it, to not go there, to not talk about it, to not even be curious, and just to see what's happening. Help us to remain strong and faithful to you. Help us to be ready when you come. Thank you for the signs that you have given us, so that we can follow them and know when you are about to come. We love you. Amen. We're doing our memory verse, aren't we? Have you been learning it? It's Luke 21:31. When you see these things happen, know that the kingdom of God is near. So when we see people who are pretending to be Jesus, what do we know? That the kingdom of God is near. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. How about you?
Luke 21:31. When you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. When you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. When you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. When you see that the kingdom of God is
here. Hey kids, we have a new program coming up in a few weeks, and so we need your help. Are you ready? We want to answer your Bible questions straight from the Bible. So if you have a question that you've been wondering about, we want you to write to us and ask us that question, and then we are going to use it in our upcoming podcasts. Are you excited? I am. I want you to write to me at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. That's seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. We look forward to hearing your Bible question and being able to answer it in our upcoming programs.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.